Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about the world's finest assassin gets reincarnated in another world as an aristocrat.
You know, that's a mouthful.
That is.
That is a mouthful.
But before that, we were talking about our initial feelings and thoughts on Cowboy Bebop a little bit, just a smidge. Went on a tangent about what the future choices are going to be for the next Patreon exclusive episode, as well as a little bit about gaming, the rating system, and our favorite openings in terms of shows. You want to catch a part of that water conversation, Featured Anime Podcast, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you all that bonus content. Now,
God bless you. There's no way I could ever do that intro. I tried. Seen me try.
It's all good, man. No worries. So, the world's finest assassin gets reincarnated in another world as an aristocrat is 12 episodes long, came out very recently, October 2021, ran all the way through December 2021. A couple producers for it were Lantis, Movic, Kodokawa, and Bandai Namco, just to name a couple. Studios for it are Silverlink and Studio Palette, based off of a light novel, and the genres are action, drama, fantasy, mystery, romance, and isekai.
I got a question.
Yes.
Is this only one story about an isekai, or are there many stories of people being isekai'd in this? Because we kind of sort of follow a lot of them.
Well, we don't follow a lot of them. We follow one. We are informed about others, and we know that there are hundreds of others.
Almost thousands, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. And each one serving a very particular purpose or trying to elevate or move forward particular viewpoints. And
yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you this right now. And I know that Jeb in our Discord would agree with me. The opening for this one, since we were talking about openings in the pre-show, the opening for this one, I found actually kind of enjoyable. It was actually one of the ones that I enjoyed for the opening. About halfway through it, I did skip through it because, you know, obviously that's my personality, but it was enjoyable. And I also kind of liked the ending a little bit too, just to my own personal.
That's impressive. Opinion. So you liked the ending, specifically the last ending.
Did you?
I'm shocked. No, I didn't.
When I say the ending, sir, I'm talking about the outro.
Oh, the last episode didn't really have an outro, which is why I was like, interesting.
Yeah. Well, it did have an outro. It had an outro. It had music and everything like that, but it had a scene after that.
The only thing I disliked about this anime in regards to the ending was it didn't consistently have an outro scene. They only started having an extra portion of the show, maybe episode 7, episode 8, something like that.
I only know of one, and I know I watched it through to the very end, every single one.
No, there was a few. There was a few little extras on the end. It wasn't anything impressive, but there was a few that, yeah, they had little extras. That's the best way I can put it. But you know, I didn't really notice anything about the intro being especially memorable, mainly because I just watched it and I'm having a difficult time differentiating what happened in the beginning in the opener, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I mean, so in general, the story, it has an interesting opening where it basically takes you to I want to say pretty much where it leaves you off, maybe a little bit after, I want to say maybe a year after.
Yeah, that would make sense. I was waiting for it to catch up. When I figured out what was going on, I was like, okay, cool. How long before we get to where we need to be? But yeah, no. So essentially you are not necessarily taken back in time, although that does happen in this anime a few times to give you little side stories. But this anime is probably the best one of last season. I didn't watch all of them last season, but I've heard really good reviews. And having watched it, I agree with these reviews. I feel like they had plenty of opportunity to have a good story and have interesting, I don't know what you want to call it, interesting plot points.
Mm-hmm.
Decent, shit, I don't even know how to call it. It had a good plot point. It had good plot. It had a decent story. The graphics were kind of cool, and they actually did touch on everything that you'd want them to touch on as a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
what is the biggest, in your opinion, it could be just me, but what is the biggest faux pas that people typically will encounter in your opinion? I should be more specific. In harem style anime, what's the biggest faux pas that they usually come across?
I mean, there's quite a lot.
Well, my biggest problem is the lack of understanding that the women around him are attracted.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of movement. Like, had any kind of common sense, when an attractive woman is hitting on you and expressing interest blatantly, there's nobody alive that I know who would pass up on an opportunity. And in every harem, they're oblivious. Even when it's laid out in front of them, they become shy. They become nincompoops, for lack of a better phrasing. They're inept. They are just unrelatable in any fashion. However, in this anime, our main character is relatable in the sense of he doesn't see them as people.
Well, he does see them as people. He just more so he sees them as assistants. Tool. He doesn't see them as viable. I want to say viable mates, people to be with or anything like that, even though it's brought to his attention a couple of times. And the reason why I say it's brought to his attention a couple of times is because both Tarte and Maha both referenced saying that someone else loves him as well as they love him, or at least Maha references that she loves him. But he's only got eyes for Dia, and he loves Dia, I mean,
true,
in general. And also on top of that, Tarte, when they were talking about him getting married at the age of, 14, yeah, you should get married. I want grandchildren and everything like that. She's like, well, I wouldn't be opposed to, having his baby. It's like, well, I'm pretty young to be thinking like that personally, I think, but that's me. That is me.
The reason I bring that up, because I keep forgetting that they're 10, 11, 12, and the women are older than him, usually.
Yeah.
Not by much, and not necessarily.
Only one is older than him. I thought. Yeah, only Dia is older than him.
I could have sworn Maha was also older, and I thought Tarte was older too. But Tarte might be a year younger or the same age. I know it was mentioned, but the way that they're dressed, the way they are presented, and the way they act seem slightly older. The key factor that I'm bringing into this, and this is why it's in play in my head, he visits brothels to take care of certain needs.
Well, yeah, and they reference that as well, yes. And that's what Maha talks about. And that's understandable. I mean, like, hey, when you're wanting to try and get yourself, a little bit more educated in the ways of life in a particular fashion, more
than I guarantee having his past memories of a full life, that's not his intention. His intention is incredibly, I would say, physiologically based.
Let's talk about this a little bit, okay? He has his memories. However, his emotions and everything like that he had before.
Oh, yeah, that's all brand new.
Yeah, that's brand new, and it's completely not suppressed. It's completely open. Mm-hmm. All right. And so he's experiencing different things. And it's not that he was a kid and he didn't have to suppress his emotions before. You know, he had suppressed his emotions before. And he was raised to be an assassin from a very kid from when he was very small at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And
he mentioned that in the past, it was not a focal point to have these interactions, that to have liaisons, if you will, with people. And in this new life, I would say that even though he has memories of having sex and being experienced and doing stuff like that before, he was doing it as a physiological response, a necessity, rather than he was being controlled by lust, which is why he went to the brothels, which is why he wanted it clean cut, and he didn't want to muddy his personal life. So he would go to, see, in my opinion, he never stopped seeing everything as a tool to advance his objective. The people he was with, he didn't want to cross contaminate, for lack of a better word. And so by going to a brothel, you're just using another tool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
fair, but that's, to that's, also be fair, he views Tarta and Maha more than just tools.
Eventually, yes. But for the first, I want to say, few years of interaction, they were simply tools. And
let's rephrase that. Not for the first few years, for the first few months. And the reason why I say this is because Maha and him only have interactions for a maximum of 2 years in general.
Okay.
But Tarte was only there for 2 years in general before they went to Maha. Tarte was only
2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So that's why I say it's months rather than that. And he understands her. He gets her. He also starts to connect with her after 2 years. He connects with her more so than anything else, especially after they come to the realization or understanding that, yeah, she is not a spy that was sent there. Yes, at first, I'm not denying that at first he saw her more as a tool or an asset more so than anything else.
Then how come when she was helping him to go from his castle to the woman he's going to marry eventually, why did she keep referring to herself as a tool that needs to be useful? Otherwise she'd be discarded.
Because that's her mentality. That doesn't mean he has that mentality. But
I
guess
I missed the part where that shifted for him. Cause in my memory, which we've all come to understand could be faulty, I always remember him going, all part of plan. All part of my plan. I need this person to do this. I need this person to do this.
He says a lot of things go a part of his plan. A lot of varying things, all a part of his plan. Making sure that everything's going according to plan. I have people I could rely on. That's a part of my plan. I could do this as a part of my plan. Waking up, being smushed in between. He's like, he goes, this is all part of my plan, right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. So it's not that, hey, you and I, we can do this. This is a part of my plan. Do I view you as a tool? No, by any means. No, I don't view you as a tool. I'm not saying he doesn't view them that way, but I'm just saying that you have to give him a little bit more room than just like it's period tool. Because if he had that viewpoint, he wouldn't have fun. He wouldn't have those interactions. He wouldn't have positive interactions with them. And he wouldn't jest with them.
I see where you're coming from with it. And it makes a certain kind of sense, but I find it difficult to follow that train of thought to its logical conclusion, because he still seems, in my opinion, to be focused on the prize, focused on the goal of his original contract. Like, if I do this one thing and I choose who I'm going to kill and choose who I'm not going to kill, then I could have the rest of my life fine.
Well, it's not that he can choose who he can and can't kill, and then he'll have this type of life. He keeps referencing, I am no longer just a tool. I have free will. If I want to assassinate this person, I will assassinate. I'm no longer beholden to the old train of thought where I have to do this. I don't have to do it. And to be fair, and I don't know if you remember this, he specifically asks at the beginning too.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if I can save the world, if I can do this without killing him, will that satisfy the contract? And it's a yes. It's like, yes, you can totally do that. It's, I don't think that can happen, but if you are able to do this without actually killing, by all means.
Yes.
So,
and
it's not that he has one particular endpoint in mind, but
he's got multiple. He wants to complete his contract to the best of his ability with the high in doing that. He was actually really smart. Obviously he was smart to begin with, but the way he went about it was really intelligent. I like the way they built this character.
And I'll tell you this right now,
options.
I want to know this right now. What was that?
That last skill?
Yes.
I was waiting for that too. And in my opinion, that's a Deus Ex Machina. That is 100% a, I'm going to save it for later.
Oh, obviously.
Kind of skill.
Obviously. Well,
they showed most of everything else. And I think it's going to play, I hope to God, it's going to play a pivotal key factor.
Yeah, especially with his comment of, this is a common skill. Are the gods blind? It's like, well, why don't you tell me what that is?
Right.
I would like to be privy to said information too. And then the goddess's reaction in general is just, oh, these two are great. This one, it's not so interesting. The rest of them, it's like, whoa.
What would you find not that interesting? But he would be like, there's hidden potential.
Exactly.
So, and I really liked the fact that at the beginning, you're allowed 5 cards, not that you're going to get 5 cards, but you're allowed 5 cards. You can get up to 5 and the hero gets 33 and they're all S tier. Holy crap.
No, not all S tier. They're not all S tier. Five are S tier. The rest are A tier.
Oh shit. That's right.
And
even still, oh shit.
So, you know, it really just makes you wonder about the build of the character. And I would love to know more, you know, like I hate how they ended it. I'm going to tell you this right now. I hate how they ended it because it's so open. What do you mean? It is so open. And it's like, yes, there may be possibly a season 2. There may be a season 2. We don't know. But I'll tell you this right now. One of the other things I really, really liked about this show.
Okay.
The eyes.
The surgical eyes?
No, the eyes in general, like how they drew the eyes.
Why?
Because it's not a particular anime style or art style that you see, especially with how they focus on the eyes when it comes to when they're starting to use magic, the eyes change color along with the body. And then how they inflict the color on it based on certain situations. Did you not notice anything about the eyes at all?
Not anybody except our main character.
So Maha, they focused on her eyes. They focused on the eyes for Dia, and same thing with Tarte. And I thought it was a kind of a pivotal point because they kept focusing in on those eyes.
You could be right. You could be right. I just didn't realize or didn't see the way you did, you know?
Okay. That's fair. I'll allow it.
Yeah. I do hope there's a second season. I do because it's a lot of buildup. It's a lot of stuff that I want to know about rather than what was given to me.
It is.
And the fact that I personally think, so he was given the best stats he could get as a normie, right?
Yeah.
Who was that imposter?
What do you mean?
The dude who we thought was the hero. The dude who got wrecked.
The one who they assumed was the hero? It's not that he was the hero. And it's there. He's just going based off of the assumption that he's a hero because of his stats. He has no idea how many cards he has or how many skills he has. We know he has an S tier skill, which is Berserker. And then he makes the comment. He goes, to have a correlating skill that allows him to maintain his
sanity
is astronomical, but he apparently was able to reach that and able to get it, which made him that much better. So, but he wasn't. He was just some rando that happened to be OP as all hell.
Well, actually, I got a question. Wouldn't it be kind of cool to be able to see what the cards are? Like, if there was a common skill that allowed you to visualize who had what card, that would be that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty awesome. That would actually be great. But I don't think that's going to be the one that he picked.
Maybe not. But I mean, think about it. He was able to be like, oh, she probably has an S tier card for your spear use. Wouldn't that be kind of cool if he had, with those eyes, the ability to be able like, all right, you got that, you got that, you got that. This is the best way to kill you. Mm-hmm. You got this. You've got resistance to poison. Okay, cool. But weakness to, or if you had one of the things where you could be like, well, you're weak to this, you're weak to that, you're strong against this, you're strong against that. If you could find out what the stat value was or the status, in Berserk mode, he was strong as hell, but he had less life, let's say. That's not what we saw, obviously, but.
Yeah, so I can see that. I really could, but I mean.
It's all conjecture at this point. I'm guaranteeing I'm wrong.
At that point, it's like, well, this is moving from a world that is like this, where you have these skills. And the reason why for him, they appeared as a card because, you know, that was visually what he could do. That doesn't mean that they were cards. It's like, here are the skills that you typically would have as an individual in this world because magic's a reality.
Okay.
So,
I mean,
speaking of magic, since this is on top of my head, I want to know, did you notice what the spells read when they were saying them?
Oh yeah, they were backwards.
Yeah, okay. I was just making sure. It was like the first time I was watching it, I was like, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not that it sounds like when they're saying it, it's like, oh, that sounds really cool. But when you're reading it, it's like really lame. It's like gun create, fire, yeah. Blast, like, all right, wind shield. Gravity reversal. Yeah. It's like, well, that's cool. So basically you just have to learn how to say it backwards and then you're good.
Well, yes and no.
No, I get that. No, I'm saying like for us in general, like they, not anyone can just say that and then do it because they don't have the skill that he had, which is spell weaver, which allows him to basically do any spell that he decides to try and create as long as it fits within the parameters.
Well, what's kind of cool is if you, I'm sure you paid attention to it, but it was just jargon, most of it. But if you wanted to, he was able to decipher. He had people write out spells, right? And he's like, that's similar, that's similar, that's similar. So this must mean that, this must mean this. And this is the atomic weight of gold. This is the atomic weight of silver. This is the atomic weight of copper using the elements. So essentially, he was like, because he had access to all four primary elements like wind, earth, fire, water, he was actually able, he's probably one of the only ones who's able to specifically be like, I want this to be made because I know how, what it's made of. I just throw those in there and we now have a gun.
Yeah. So to be fair, also at the same time, it wasn't that he had multiple people doing it. It was one specific person. It was Dia, was helping him out with this. And she's the one that said, well, I wrote out all these spells and she wrote it out. And then she was able to help him decipher it and go, this is what changes here and there. And then based off the information that she gave him, he was able to deduce that information and based off of it. And then he was able to just like, oh, well, I know this and this is what he wrote. And then he said it and he was able to produce gold, but because he said it, and I'm guessing she didn't read it, or he didn't write it in the way that she needs to read it.
Yes. Yeah. So she's able to give everything up. He has to make it readable to her in a better way. And eventually she was able to create her own, like complete them. But because of his spell weaver, he was able to she did the gravity one by herself.
She wasn't able to do it though, because if you remember, he said, oh, you finally figured this one out. Let me transcribe it so that way you can do it too.
I thought there was one that she did all by herself.
No, he had to, he had to transcribe it so that way she could do it.
And then, okay. So that, again, that makes sense. That's why that is an A tier skill. Although you know, I kind of figured I was a little disappointed, like a lot disappointed with his S tier recovery ability. Like I wanted Wolverine status and I got someone who is from like Wanted, movie with Angelina Jolie.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't just like health or in general recovery. It's also his mana and magic recovery. And the more he's able to use it, the more he's able to use his mana, the stronger and the more mana he's able to produce so that way he can do larger, more complicated and extravagant spells across the board so that way he doesn't have to worry about it. And he makes this reference later on too when he's putting the little orbs that you see at the very beginning in there. He's says he's throughout the day, he's like has a pocket full. He's just filling them up full of mana. And once they get full, he drops them in, adds them to the stockpile. So that way it's there for him to use whenever he's ready.
Now, given what he can create, wouldn't it be possible for him to create a nuclear bomb?
Oh, yeah. In general, be fair. I mean, kind of spoilers for everyone. You know, if you don't want to hear this point, that's kind of what he basically does almost.
No. So what you mean with the balls?
What? No.
So you're talking about the metal.
Rod. The rod.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. That was. Okay. I knew what was happening when it happened, but that was cool.
So it doesn't have the radiation, the fallout, or anything like that from it, but it is close to it, given the magnitude.
Okay. I can see that.
I'm not saying that he's going to wipe out an entire city with it, although he could.
You could. Okay. You could if it's big enough, you know?
Yeah. But at that point, that is the closest thing for it. Tell me I'm wrong. That's not the closest thing that's currently available to him.
I mean, yeah, no, there it's got devastating power, but I feel like given given what was necessary to take out our fake hero, and I'm going to call him because I forgot what his name is. I can't really like Sebastian, whatever it is, but if that's what it takes to take out a fake hero that doesn't have like 33 goddamn cards, what's it going to, it builds up and it almost makes the hero too unstoppable.
Well, to be fair, we don't know what those 30 skills are.
It makes it to where he's the only one able to defeat the Demon Lord.
Right. But again, we don't know what they are. So he did this tactic against him because he was a berserker, and the stats for the berserker, what happens, he says, you know, it's, you know, the regeneration and the strength and all this just like boosts it beyond that. We don't know if the hero has that skill though. He has 5.
He might have a better one.
He might have a worse one.
That's not how anime works.
What do you mean that's not how anime works? Have you watched?
Yeah, I have.
All right, then you should know that's how it could happen. I have this common skill that is the end all be all that negates everything you have. Ha ha! And no one else knows how to use it but me. Ha ha! What do you mean I don't know how anime works? Where have you been, Rick? Have you not watched anything at all? Like, seriously.
I've watched a bunch, and every anime I've seen, I've never seen the mid boss, the mid tier boss, the one in the middle of the anime, stronger than the final boss. Of course, I'm going to laugh my butt off so hard if the card he chose was the ability to make friends with anyone. And he's like, I can't beat you except with the power of friendship.
Don't you mean the power of love?
No, the power of friendship. We're going straight like pony bro on this.
All right. Well, you know, hey, well, whatever floats your boat, man. I'll tell you this right now. I'll be honest.
Be honest. What you got?
I'll be disappointed if there is no season 2. But
oh, why?
I would not be surprised.
You really think it's that bad?
Well, I don't think that it's that bad. I just think that they're going to pull a No Game, No Life.
Are you sure? Don't tease me, bro. No, I hope to God they don't, because that is one hell of a cliffhanger. It was a hell of a cliffhanger too on No Game, No Life. And it was a good anime with a good story, with a good solid fan base, just like this one. So unfortunately, the possibilities are there. So what did you think about the fact that the woman he loves is essentially a cousin?
I kind of saw that coming given the color of the hair.
Yeah. And the fact that she's like, what do you mean? They didn't tell you? Well, then I won't tell you either. So, and I got a loophole, a hole in the continuity.
Wait a minute, sir. Are you telling me that in this anime, there is a plot armor somewhere around here? Oh.
Nope. They destroyed that with the berserk dude.
Oh, right. Okay.
How did it take him forever to wind Avatar himself from wherever he was at to go see his lovely girl? And at the end, he's like, I can't make it there in time. It's going to take me longer than 3 days, when he's only ever gone one day a month.
I understand what you're trying to get to.
But are you sure?
I am, because I'll tell you this. He was in, what was that place called? Milta, whatever?
It ain't here.
Tartha Day is the land he's from, right? He goes and sees her, and he only sees her one day a month when he's there. However,
when he's in... It takes him 5 days to get there?
However, now hang on.
Okay.
When they give reference to him actually being gone only for a day, he's where Maha is, which could be drastically closer.
You have a point. They never tell. I always thought that it was a bordering fief or a kingdom or a territory, if you will. But it's very possible that instead of bordering, it could end up being the other way around, where it doesn't border his home, it borders her home.
Yeah.
So that gets rid of my thought then.
Yeah, they don't reference time frame for how long he's gone until he's there with Maha and Tarte, when they're both together at and he's doing his 2 year stint in another area.
So does that mean he had to be? Yeah, it makes sense, because he's got to be far enough away that no one can recognize him, regardless of hair color.
Yeah, and this is why he also talks about when he's made the moisturizer and everything like that. He goes, it's going to be over in this land because it's far enough away to where it's going to be really hard for them to go over there and get the secrets. And it's also, you know, makes it not viable for them to invest a lot of time and resources into try and steal it because of how far away it is. It's also an unprotected area, blah, 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 blah.
That's fair. That's very fair. And it kind of leads me, it leads me down a path that if they are so, I'm going to call it primitive, Middle Ages, you know, having only two kids doesn't really make any sense. Having only one child doesn't really make any sense, assuming both parents are still alive and they're aristocrats. So there's no lack of funding. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
so how come he never got a little brother, little sister?
Well, he was going to be a little brother, a little sister, but also at the same time,
how come he never got one?
And to be fair, in our eyes, yeah, it's Middle Ages and everything like that, and you have a bunch of kids or whatever, but they didn't progress to what would be considered modern age for us simply because of the existence of magic. So a lot of the technology and conveniences that we have are due to technology, whereas of, you know, they don't have to really worry about that because they have magic.
You know, I'm really surprised. Well, if you were in the situation he was in, would you have done anything differently? I'm not referring to having sex with as many women as possible. Okay. Would you have told his father that he was reincarnated?
No.
Like, you wouldn't have told your dad?
No.
How come?
Why would I?
That's the one. What's the one thing that I keep having conflicts with? Like, aside from like being hailed as crazy, if you're like, look, I've been put here for a specific reason, I have full memory of a past life, all that stuff, to gain aid in doing this, to incorporate more people into your plan, if you will.
So you want to be thought of as a heretic, demon, or someone that's completely insane?
I mean, he's using his past knowledge to create pressure cookers and guns.
Yeah, but he is creating them. He is inventing them. He's not saying, I have a past memory and I know how to make this, and so I'm going to do this and blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'm going to do this, and this is what I'm calling it. Let's call this this. Let's call this that.
I mean, I see the merit in doing it that way. It makes for a much better story, I would imagine. But I don't know. I feel like, I feel like there needs to be some kind of stories mentioned where eventually they're like, hey, by the way, I'm, you know me, I've got knowledge beyond my years. I've got techniques you have no knowledge of.
Why would I need to tell anyone that? That's irrelevant of the matter, irrelevant of my goals, and doesn't really matter. Like, why would I share that information? This is what I'm getting at. It's like, yeah, I can try and tell people that, but in the end, is it going to matter? No, because as far as they're concerned, I'm either going to be A, crazy, possessed, or, you know, I am actually the demon lord and they need to crucify me and kill me or whatever else, you know?
Shit. I mean, that makes sense.
Like, it provides me no benefit to sit there and say one way or the other.
I mean, I guess. It's just, to me, it doesn't make... To me, it would seem like it would be a good move for his plan if everything's going according to his plan. But I can understand why you'd be cautious. I don't know. I feel like it'd be kind of cool because there's thousands, as we already said, hundreds of maybe 1,000 people who are in the same boat. And if he were to be like, hey, this god has sent me here, group to me, if he knew about the others, but I don't think he does. Then you could have a bunch of people who, with previous life experience, create a nation that would be, or at least an advanced civilization that would be able to just completely wreck whoever you need to.
Right. However, in case you forgot, some of those individuals that were supposedly,
Are you talking about the beatboxing champion of the world?
No, not beatboxing, sir. He was an MC.
Okay. All of DJ, whoever you are.
Yeah. And so he was completely, just failing at everything. And, you know, I love that the goddess even references, he's insulting people. Total a bumble. And then you have the military guy who special forces, world's best special forces. He ends up being a neat.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's what I don't get. These people are obviously, now, if they were any kind of consistency, they were all sent back with higher than normal stats.
How? Here's the thing, and I'll tell you this right now. Out of the ones that we saw.
Only he asked.
Only he asked. Only he got information, and only he wanted to know more details.
I mean, okay.
Like, everyone else was instantly transported. He wanted more information. Which is, you know, a sign of how he was. The military guy, he was just all for being in a world that has magic. And he's like, I can have my own harem. And I'll tell you this right now. He made a reference to Bo Fury.
Yeah, I saw that. Can I max out my defense so I don't get hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was the best part. I loved it.
That was great. Can I be my own girlfriend that has a maxed out defense so she doesn't get hurt? And then wait, what? No.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It was beautiful.
It was great. I loved it. And that's the thing, right? He is the only one that actually asked. He's the only one that
I still have a feeling that the power of friendship.
I'll ask you this right now. All right, because I watched the beginning a couple of times, all right, just to try and understand. Because he goes, I can choose the skills, one from each rank. So S, A, you know, all the way down, right? All the way through common. She said you can choose 5 skills. Mm-hmm. She did not say it had to be one from each one.
I thought he did. I thought she did say that.
I watched it a couple of times, and I was like, she said that? I could have missed it. I don't know, but I just assumed it was like, well, maybe they just cut that part out or whatever, or it was just like, he knows he can't have one from multiple ones from the knowledge that he has, that he can't have combined skills. from the knowledge that it was implanted. Just my thoughts.
So I actually have a question with that. Now, obviously you have, you know, A rank skills, B rank skills, C rank skills. Does that mean the same skill can be repeated in each grade? So does that mean if you have an S rank healing, there's no D rank healing?
You know what? Maybe.
The reason I'm asking that is he found a very common skill and he was like, wow, are they blind? Does that mean there wasn't that card S ranked anywhere?
Probably not. I just assumed that each one of them was unique and had their own ranking based off of that.
So given, assuming we're going off of that trajectory, then that it is possible that you can have five S rank skills and another guy can have five D or F rank skills that are completely opposite, and the D rank or F rank could come out on top because it is the worst matchup possible for the S rank.
Maybe. And the reason why I'm kind of hesitant on that, because if that's the case, he wouldn't have said when he was fighting the final guy, he has the S rank skill berserk. He could have just been like, oh, he has the berserker skill. I wonder what rank it is. Or I hope it's not the S rank. No, he specifically said he has the S rank berserk skill.
Is it possible that he only recognized it because he had seen it before? Like when he was going through all the S rank, like he's got that good of a memory?
If that were the case, he would be able to say, hey, I wonder what rank it is. If that's what you're going with. Again, he specifically said S rank skill.
Hmm. Well, that's what I mean. Like he was able to remember all the skills and their rank.
Right. And so, why would there need to be, because you have Spell Weaver. Why would you need an S rank of Spell Weaver? Why would you need a D rank of Spell Weaver? Why would you need this as Spell Weaver? If in general, Spell Weaver, you basically create whatever spell you want.
So judging by that logic, because he has healing and recovery, that means the hero doesn't.
No.
Or is it possible that they got all the cards you see available to you are available to everybody else as well? And if you take it, it does not necessarily strip it from somebody else.
Correct. And the reason why I say this is because one in one, some of the skills are one in one. In other words, someone else will actually have the skill. It is a very common skill. It's like you have a pretty good chance of actually getting the skill. Then you have like 1 in 1,000. So only 1 in 1,000 people will have the skill. 1 in 100,000 will have the skill. 1 in 1,000,000. 1 in 100,000,000 will have this skill.
See, I didn't realize that was the skill. I thought that was the rank of the skill. Like 1 in 100 will have the rank D. 1 in 1,000 will have the rank C. 1 in 100,000 will have rank B, A, and S.
Yeah, maybe. Like
that was the percentage of people that could get that level of skill.
You know, that could be it. That could be true. But if that were the case, then most certainly the same thought process still applies, because if common skills are common and anyone can get a common, that means when someone's born into the world, someone just got stripped of their skill, their common skill. And so they're boned.
You got a point. See, this kind of world building, I like this kind of stuff that makes you think about it after the fact, that makes you kind of go, huh, how does that work? And dive deeper. This makes sense. This just makes sense.
On that note, sir, I know we could go on for a little while longer, but
getting kind of late.
I think this is a good spot for us to give a rating, sir. So on a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
So it's not a 10. There's a few questions I have, a few dislikes I have. The biggest one being the cliffhanger of a season that has been left over. I know you said you like bookends. Well, I don't necessarily need a bookend, but I do need to know if I'm getting another season or not. So I'm going to rank this an 8. I would definitely, given the slight amount of music that's there, the visuals, the story, it's unique. It looks good. It's consistent. I would definitely watch this with somebody. I'd watch it again with somebody specifically.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I'm going solid 8. What about you?
I'm going to go with the 7. I'm going one lower. And okay, the reason why I'm going one lower is because One, I don't like how open they left it without at least the foreknowledge that there's going to be season two, because that's one of the obviously a big factor for me. I also have a lot more questions. So in terms of the world building and the skills and everything like that, I have a lot more questions that just kind of like, I hope I get some answers too. I know that we'll get that in season two.
God willing, there is a season two.
Exactly. Also, I enjoyed it the first time through. Second time through, I felt like some of it was just like kind of a little like, oh, this is kind of cringe.
Like what?
So like his mother's telling him when he's like 8, 9 years old, maybe I should breastfeed you again. We should breastfeed again. And then him getting dressed up in a girl's clothing, and then his mother hoping to walk in, having him with him having had nocturnal emissions, and
that. I got you.
Okay, it's like it's kind of cringe a little bit for me. So that's why I'm going with the 7.
Yeah, it did seem a bit odd, but I felt like that particular modus operandi was the way the mom worked. That she remained consistent throughout.
She did remain consistent throughout. Does not mean that she didn't remain cringe throughout.
Oh yeah, no, it was a little odd to begin with.
So, but that's me. That's my own viewpoint, my own mentality on it. So
that's fair. You are allowed to have that, sir.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate it. So next week's choice.
Is your choice.
It is my choice. And this is actually also coming from our Discord. And it's called Problem Children Are Coming From Another World, Aren't They?
Another isekai. Okay.
Yes, another isekai. So that's going to be next week's choice. It's not going to be as many episodes. It's only 10 episodes. So,
all right.
You know, a couple shorter. But I'm looking forward to it, hopefully. Maybe. We'll see. That's all the time that we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this week's choice. If you felt like we got something right, something wrong, didn't do it justice, did it too much justice or anything like that, reach out to us, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, at those anime guys on Twitter, featured anime podcast on Facebook, and patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will help support us. You get access to bonus content, and we will be talking about Cowboy Bebop for January's episode. And if you want to buy yourself some swanky merch, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm curious, what would you do if someone asked you to kill the hero? I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
And scene.
Nice, nice.
All right, so I was trying to think and I was trying to remember, and I'll tell you this right now, I only remember ending scenes for like 10 mm-hmm. for 11 and 12. No, sorry, 13, 10, 11 and 12. 10 being where he's told who he has to assassinate. 11.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.